this podcast is addressing an extreme sensitive topic of free choice to have no children at all, not having children. There are many people who are choosing this now, and it's an increasing amount. Women and men decide not to want to have children in their life. No children of their own, but do not mind taking care of the children of others, or even adopt them. And during my life I met several persons who made this conscious choice, and they did deserve my respect. But they also had to face the constant embarrassment, the blaming, the insult and so on of the environment, of other people who did not understand it or did not want to understand it. Their personal choice was ridiculed by many people, and often even their own family and friends. Instead of the many egocentric personalities who made the life of children a hell, people who mistreated or abused unfit parents and so on, they could not claim sanity for their own personal decision to have children. The decision alone evokes many negative reactions from people in all levels of society, and which not even can tell why they oppose this unselfish decision of not having children. And unlike the people who choose to have children, these people make space for others. They are willing to take care of others and do something they may later regret. But then probably it's too late. But they still take that chance. But they make the decision based on many good reasons, and they harm nobody. Let us look at the reasons why people want to have children, and then we look if their decisions are reasonable and can be used as proper arguments. Let me listen to the reasons why you should have children as nature supposes us to have them. Or what do you think of? A woman is made to have children and should do so. Or a child is made to continue the family line. Or a child is a part of a financial security of the parents for later age. But it also can be, children are needed as leverage for getting older. Or children are a part of your honor and show you are a few human being. Or the fame of your children always reflects to you. Their fame spreads your name. Or children are a joy to have and bring light into your life. All these reasons are very good and strong, and they can be used by many different people, and they are daily used to convince people who do not want to have children to take them to blame them or to ridicule them. But these are only a few of the reasons that are given by people who blame others not to have. But when we look careful, all those reasons are very questionable, as most are selfish oriented, based on a personal gain and win. These reasons are exactly show why an unselfish person should not have children and be respected by others when they decide to do so. But most of these reasons show the clear position of the parent as being the person who has the benefit of the child. In many cases, the child is an investment for the future and trained to take care of the parent, and often even the grandparent. The drill of having children is made to guarantee the continuation of a society where children grow up with the duty of care and the need to feed others. So when we look at the world and the reasons to push others to have children, we can conclude that the wish of having children is outdated, in many cases completely wrong and sometimes even criminal. And let me clarify this statement without emotions, as I know that some of you listeners will start to have boiling blood already. Let me address you the reasons what is going on our Earth. Our Earth is populated with 7 billion people, while the Earth is made for around 4 at the maximum. It is clear that the world population keeps growing and that we are heading to many physical disasters, such as pandemics, natural disasters with many casualties, shortage of food, world pollution, and so on. It's also an increase of one-parent families due to the irresponsibility of one of the parents and the neglect of the others. And children do no longer follow the rules of taking care of parents and decide to go their own way, leaving the parents to the responsibility of society. And the original plan of those parents does not exist anymore, does not have value anymore. It's gone. It is something, a relic of the past. And single children are often mentally hurt. They have a form of psychological problems, and some of them even need psychological help, because growing up in a single parent family has often negative results on the child. There is no practical reason why you should have children, as all in society is taken care of. Children do not take over your job or position, nor your company anymore. Even that has become relics of the past. So there is no physical reason, financial reason to have them. And about the name given is still through the male line of the family and gets lost when you have daughters. So when you only have daughters, your family name will disappear. And these are only a few very practical facts why you should not have children. As all these statements are clearly telling you that having children is against the benefit of mankind. And during my research and cooperation with my partner, translator of the different book, Ms. Wang Cheng, I did learn a lot why people do not want to have a child and their personal stories behind. And let me give you a few stories to consider before you decide to ask me the same questions over and over again. When you come from a bad family experience, you may consider the happiness of your future child more important than the fact that you will have one as your personal possession. If you have been in an abusive situation, why should you want to do this to another living person or even a child, your own child? When people in your family used to be addicted, there is a considerable risk that your children may have addictive behavior. In some families, there are genetic diseases that can harm your would-be children and harm their lives. So why should you want to take that risk? And children need both father and mother. And when you are not sure or do not wish to have a partner, why should you consider to have a child? That's maybe very selfish. When you live in an environment and concentrated on the living situation for the moment and in the future, you can consider it as a crime to even consider to have children, because the environment you are living in could be a danger to the child, could be harmful to its growing up, and maybe the child will have no future whatsoever. Again, this list of reasons can be extended nearly unlimited, and the topic is invariably hot and has many opponents and proponents. I am very well aware that taking this hot topic into the limelight, there are negative reactions and people will show and throw their discontent with my point of view. To these people, I would like to give the possibility to wear the shoes of the other person, even for a few days, and look at it from an opposite direction. People who do not have a child wish are not people who do not like children. Most of them love children with all their heart and soul, and would love to give every child a good, proper, stable and loving bringing up. But maybe they are not even sure they can afford it, they can do that. And when they are not sure, they take the chance to have that burning desire of having a child into their life instead of setting one down with the danger of life itself. And they have the knowledge the experience and the reasons not to have their own child. And they are very solid, good reasons. Keep in mind that all of them do suffer many moments of regrets in their life. The wish their decision was different, but finally they will have to live with it, let it go, because they are not able to have one child anymore. So next time when you meet someone without children, ask them how they are doing and not why they do not have children, as you do not have the time, the will, and the interest to learn their real story. Give them honor and respect, and keep the meeting nice. Respect for all who keep this podcast in mind. That is from my side. And thank you for being considering impersonality and for the future.